Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day and everything that you have done. Father, to you be honor and glory now and forevermore. Father, even as we stand upon your word and as we proclaim your word, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the favor of God. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we decree that your will be done on this call. And Father, as we stand in agreement, lifting your name up, Father, Father, we declare and decree that this space that we are in, that we are standing in, it will be a space of peace. It will be a place where your spirit will move. It will be a place where deliverance and breakthroughs and shifts will begin to take place in the lives of your people. Father, I thank you, Lord, for those that will be heard. Lord, we thank you for them, and we grant and we ask you, Father, that you will bless them. And those that will be heard, Father, we ask that you will grant them your blessing and your favor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's open up the line and begin.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you now. We thank you for you are God, and beside you there is no other. Lord, we thank you because we know that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Lord, we thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, Lord, even now, our healer, Father. Lord, we thank you for being our ever-present help, Father, in our time of need. Father God, we thank you even now for you sending your Son, Father. We thank you for the blood, Father, even now, that was shed on Calvary, Father. We thank you now, Father, for the new thing that you're doing on this line. We thank you, Father, for a new day, Father, that you've ushered us into. Father God, we thank you for this midnight cry, God, even now. We thank you for the Master Prophet Archbishop, Father, and Pastor Deborah Jordan and Mother Mary Jordan, Father, and the First Family. Father, we lift them up even now, Father, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you for every minister, every pastor, every prophet, Father, every soul connected on this line. Father, we thank you for them even now. Father, we ask that you continue to lift them and touch them, Father, even now, with your healing grace and your loving mercy. Father, we thank you for the things that you're doing, even concerning financial increase in this season for your people. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for the miracles, Father, that you continue to release in each and every one of our lives, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to touch even specifically my brothers, Father, Prophet Aaron and Prophet Manasseh, Father God. Continue to lift them up, Father, and give them the spirit of strength, Father. Father God, we thank you because we know that you've given us a spirit of a sound mind and love and not a spirit of fear. Father God, we thank you because we know that you are God, Father, and we thank you above all for your Son, Jesus. In the masterful name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this shift and this newness. Hallelujah. We thank you, my God, for the Archbishop. Hallelujah. Master Prophet Ebenor Jordan. We thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah, Father God. We thank you for Mother Mary, Father Jordan, Father God. We thank you for the entire Jordan family, Father God. We thank you for the ministry of Zoe, Father God. We thank you for the company of prophets, Father God. We thank you for every person, Father God, every member, every partner connected to this house. Father, we thank you for every family, Father God, connected to this house. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for new life. We thank you for healing, Father God, in every area of our spirit, soul, mind, and our emotions, Father God, in our finances, Father, we thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for divine order. We thank you, Father God, for wholeness and new life in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the expansion of your spirit in our lives, Father God, and we thank you for expanding our territories, Lord Jesus. We thank you for giving us beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the garment of praise for the spirit of heavenness, Father God. We thank you that we're trees of righteousness, the planting of you, Lord God. We thank you that you're being glorified in each and every area of our lives, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your will being done on earth as it is in heaven, Heavenly Father. And we pray and we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for giving each and every one of us, Lord God, today according to John 16 and 23, the manifestation of every miracle and every healing you have given unto us, Father. We thank you for the manifestation of your word, Father God. We thank you for the glory of the Lord that rises upon us, according to Isaiah chapter 60, God. We thank you for covering each and every one of us and our family with your glory, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our day-spring angel, Father. We thank you for the glory of your presence, Father. According to John 14, 13, 14, we thank you for the covering of your anointing and the glory and tangible presence in us, God. Thank you for the fresh newness and the releasement of your spirit upon us, God. The edible city, even in our inner man, Father, we thank you for the wells and springing up of the living waters, hallelujah, that's coming forth out of us, Lord. New abundant life filling us, Father God, overflowing us with your favor and compassion, Lord. We thank you for the wisdom and the understanding of your word, Lord. God, anoint us afresh, Father. Anoint our voices, Father God, and anoint us to hear your voice, not the voice of a stranger, but your voice, God, to clearly discern your voice, Father God, over the voice of a stranger. Now give us the eyes to see spiritual, Lord, and the heart to understand and to be led by your spirit, God. Bind us closer together in love, Father. Help us to walk in your boldness and confidence, Father, and to be obedient to your word, Lord God. Father, we thank you for the infillment of your precious spirit, Father, with the gifts, anointings, Father God, and the blessings of you that make it rich and added no sorrow. We thank you, Father. We give you the glory. We give you the honor and the praise, Father. We don't take none of it, God, for all of it belongs to you. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your love, Lord God, that brings us great humility each and every day, God. I thank you for your grace that brings us to our knees each and every day, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your mercy that reminds us, Lord God, that there is none like you, Lord God. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for the strength to call forth great manifestation of our destinies, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for supernatural healing, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for uncommon favor, Lord God. I thank you for ordering our steps like never before, Lord God. Even when we're going in the wrong direction, you make things right. You meet us where we are. So, God, tonight I thank you for that love, Lord God, that reminds me, Lord God, that there is none like you, Lord God. I pray on this telephone call today, Lord God. I pray for our family that is connected to us, Lord God. I pray for those that we meet day to day, Lord God. I pray that your holiness, that your glory comes forth, Lord God, in our conversations, the things that we do in our actions, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity, Lord God, to live in our destinies, in our great destinies, Lord God. And tonight, Lord, I pray that you would strengthen those who are feeling weak in their walk, Lord God. Strengthen those who don't want to give up this week, Lord God. Strengthen those who have questioned and continue to question and walk in fear, Lord God. Renew our minds and our spirits and our souls, Lord God. Give us the strength, Lord God, and remind us, Lord God, that if you've brought us this far, you can take us to the next milestone, Lord God. So I thank you on tonight's telephone conference call, Lord God, and my prayer is, Lord God, that we do not stop halfway, Lord God, that we continue to walk this journey, Lord God. I pray over businesses, Lord God, ideas, Lord God. I pray over the things and the innovation that is coming through us, your children, Lord God. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that we would have your way in our lives, Lord God. And so I pray for territorial favor over your children, wherever they may walk, Lord God, wherever you may take them, in the wilderness or out. Lord, I pray that your grace be upon us, Lord God. I thank you for the telephone conference call, Lord God. I thank you for our Archbishop and our pastor and all the leaders that will make this possible, Lord God. I pray for them. I bless them. I ask, Lord God, that you continue to anoint us with the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that we walk in great strength and courage in your mighty, precious name. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every heart, soul, even here on the line, even now, Father God. We thank you for all of the families associated with everyone on this line, even now, Father God. We thank you for the people of God, Father God. Touch our minds, touch our hearts, touch our spirits and souls, even now, Father God. Father, order our steps that we may walk in your word, even now, Father God. Father, allow peace of mind to take place, peace of spirit, Father God. Eliminate restlessness even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for joy, Father God. We thank you for our children even now, Father God. Touch their hearts, Father God. Father, allow completeness and wholeness in you begin to reign freely through them even now, Father God. Father God, we touch all of the families, Father God. We touch our partnerships. We touch our parents even now. We touch our siblings even now, Father God. We touch our elders even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for Archbishop and Pastor Deborah even now, Father God. We thank you for this vision even now, Father God. We thank you for life. We thank you for longevity, Father God. Allow us to dream many of dreams even now, Father God. Father God, allow innovative ideas to spring forth through us even now, Father God. Father God, allow a rest to begin to fall on us as we need to rest and sleep even now, Father God. Father, allow things that we need to get accomplished to be done even now, Father God. Smooth transitions even now, Father God. Father, allow favor, your divine favor, to walk with us with your grace, Father God. Cover our households even now, Father God. No weapon formed against us. Your word says no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father God. Father God, allow us to stand on that word even now, Father God. Father, we give you the praise. I thank you for this opportunity to praise and worship your name as always. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen and amen.
And Father God, I just praise you and I just thank you and I just lift up the name of Jesus. I do that in this self-same hour. Father, I just thank you for the Jordans. I thank you for Archbishop Eben R. Jordan. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for First Lady Deborah Jordan. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for Mother Mary Jordan. Father, I just call into existence, Heavenly Father, supporting people on people in leadership, supporting people that will help them raise up their arms. Father, as the weight of ministry can sometimes be a burden to families in general, it can push them apart. Father God, I would ask that you would wrap your arms of love around it and pull them closer to yourself. Father, those things that would rear up, get in its way, want to break up families, Heavenly Father, that wants to tear up ministry, Lord, I come against that. I come against that in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I just give you the praise, and I just thank you so much for strengthening the members of this church, but also in other churches, Father. Father, I just lift up fire department people and police people because they are our first defenders. Heavenly Father, keep them safe. Father, keep them from harm. Father, don't let them make rash, stupid mistakes, Heavenly Father, that could injure somebody or take a life. Heavenly Father, I just know because you're the God of all God that you supply love, that you bring love to each and every one of us. Father, I just lift up everybody that's on this line and the families that are associated with. Father, as we do move forward in you, Father, we just thank you for the globalization of the prophetic. Heavenly Father, we see the vision where prophets will be everywhere, all across the earth. Father, we see the vision of Archbishop, where prophets will be in hospitals, in government, in police departments, in churches, and in and around people that's just on the street. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the working of miracles, the big ones, the small ones, and the ones that are in the middle. Father, help us to continue to see where you're going. Father, thank you for the insight and the listening. And thank you, Lord, for everything that you do in this hour. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you this morning, Lord. Father, we praise your holy name. You are Jehovah Jireh, Lord. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are El Shaddai, God Almighty. Father, we bow before your throne this morning, Lord, as we worship you, as we lift our hands unto you, Lord. We are saying, Father, no arms comes against us shall ever prosper, and every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Father, we thank you that every power rising against our deliverance die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft deposited in our body die in the name of Jesus. I refuse to come to the tail department in Jesus' mighty name. Oh God, let your power disgrace every forces of demonic in our life in Jesus' mighty name. We reject every unprofitable invitation in Jesus' mighty name. Oh God, you are the consuming fire. Every demonic in Jesus' mighty name, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Every satanic agent trying to bring us down, die in the name of Jesus. We pursue, overtake, and recover our stolen property in Jesus' mighty name. Father, let the very power which you are known to be God manifest in our life in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we glorify you that you are God. And Father, nothing will stand before us, Lord, and nothing will come even after our dreams, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We glorify you, Spirit of the living God, and we bless you as we even bind every spirit that is trying to discourage us, Lord, not to pray. Father, we thank you for rising, Father, up in our life, Lord. We thank you even for the spirit of intercession, Lord, that is in our life in the morning, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We bless you and we love you. Amen and amen.
Prophet Dominique? All right,
I am here. This is Prophet Dominique. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I apologize for the interruption. Father God, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for this joining together of the saints. Father, we thank you for, Lord, the space, Lord, that is being created for miracles to occur, Lord. And we thank you for, Lord, that all prayers are moving in the same direction. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And Lord, I thank you for the health, Lord, to just hear health, Lord. I just hear, Lord, anyone that has any conditions right now on the phone call, Lord, I just ask you to continue to be working through them, Lord, work with their faith, Lord, work with their eating habits, Father, Lord. We thank you to continue to strengthen the saints now on this phone call, Lord, that we be able to just be strong in our spiritual health, in our physical health, in our emotional health, Father, Lord, that we be able to support others in their prayer life, Lord, to continue to strengthen them in their prayer life, Lord, that people at our jobs, people in our neighborhoods, they come to us for prayer, Lord, and that we, our prayer, because of the charge that we have here on this call, is so powerful that it is something that can be felt, that it's something that can be transferred, that when we lay hands on folks, that our laying of hands is effective, Lord, in this season, Lord, and that our words, our prophetic messages are even sharper and more in tune with you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Prophetess Jessica.
Father God, we just come before you tonight and we thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord God. We thank you for this midnight cry, Father God. We thank you for all the souls who have come out to intercede for others on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for strength, Lord God. We thank you for families, Lord God. We thank you for healing, Lord God. We thank you for a sound mind, Lord God. We thank you for clarity in this season, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening our bodies in this season, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening our minds in this season, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening our faith in this season. We thank you for lifting our spirits in this season, Lord God. We thank you for joy. We thank you for happiness. We thank you for peace, Lord God. We thank you for love. We thank you for being our comforter, Lord God. We thank you for being our covering of protection, Lord God. We thank you for our youth in this season. We thank you for touching them. We thank you for touching their minds. We thank you for touching their hearts. We thank you for ordering their steps, Lord God. I thank you for power, Lord God. I thank you for peace. I thank you for healing, Lord God. I thank you for wisdom in this season, Lord God. I thank you for ordering my steps. I thank you for my mother, Lord God. I thank you for my father and my sisters and my brothers and even my in-laws, Lord God. And I thank you for Bishop, for Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord God. I ask you to strengthen them, Lord God. I thank you for Zoe Ministries, and I thank you for all the lives and souls that they're touching, Lord God. I thank you for the globalization of the prophetic. I thank you for touching the prophets. I thank you for touching our minds. I thank you for touching our ears, Lord God. I thank you for touching our eyes, Lord God. I thank you for opening our eyes, Lord God. I thank you for touching our government officials, Lord God. I thank you for touching their minds and touching their hearts and opening their minds and opening their hearts, Lord God, just such that they make decisions that benefit your people, Lord God. I thank you for wisdom from government, from office, from police officers, from educators, Lord God. I thank you for peace in this season, Lord God. I thank you for financial freedom, Lord God. I thank you for money-making ideas, Lord God. I thank you for inventive and creative ideas in this season, Lord God. I thank you for all the miraculous things that you are doing in our lives even now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen.
Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for this midnight cry tonight, dear Lord. We just thank you for keeping us in our right mind, dear Lord. We just thank you for covering us all day, dear Lord. We just thank you for just being there for us, Father God, when we're not there for ourselves, dear Lord. We just thank you for everyone who's on the midnight cry tonight, dear Lord. We just thank you for your son, for dying for our sins, dear Lord. We thank you for salvation, dear Lord. We thank you for just for who you are, Father God, in our lives, dear Lord. And Lord, as we continue for this week, Father God, help us, dear Lord, to see our way through this week, dear Lord. Cover us with your angels, dear Lord. Cover us for either side, dear Lord. Look upon everyone that have to go to work this week, dear Lord Jesus. Look upon those that need help, Father God. Look upon those that need assistance in living, dear Lord. Our elders out there, Father God, because things are not the way they're supposed to be, dear Lord. But we know that you are here, dear Lord, to protect us, dear Lord, at this trying time in this country, Father God. And Lord, look upon those that is sick in a bed, Father God, that can't even get up, Father God, that can't even feed themselves, dear Lord. Just look upon them right now, Father God. Send your angels around their beds in the nursing home, Father God, everywhere, Father God. Look upon our family members, dear Lord, that don't even know you, Father God. We're standing in the gap for salvation. We're standing in the gap for their souls, Father God, that they will be saved, dear Lord, that they will confess who you are, Father God. Continue to just let us show our light to them, Father God, to let them know that you love them, Father God, for you love them even when they don't even love themselves, Father. They don't even know who you are, dear Lord, but we trust in that they will be saved one day, Father God. All the children, dear Lord, and the family, dear Lord, all the nieces and nephews, dear Lord, they will all be saved, Father God. Look upon Archbishop Ebenor Jordan and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord. I lift them up before you, Father God, and you continue to touch them, Father God. Give them strength, Father God. Let the right people be in their space, Father God, in this season, dear Lord. Look upon their children, Father God, that they're standing, Father. They're standing with their parents. They're doing what they have to do, Father. Continue to bless them, Father. Bless their minds, dear Lord. Everything that they touch, Father, let it be favor, 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 dear Lord. Look upon all the grandchildren, dear Lord. Let them just grow up, Father God, standing and believing, Father God. On the rock, Father God, that the family has built, that Archbishop has built, the context of this family that he has built up, Father God, that they will all fall into the content. They will flow in it, Father God. We thank you for them, Father God. We thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Look upon all the male children, Father, out here in this world that don't have a father, dear Lord, that don't have a mentor in their life. To show them the way to go, Father God. Touch them, dear Lord. Touch their minds, Father God. Cover those children, dear Lord. They don't even know what's before them, Father God. But I lift every black male child up to you, Father God, that they will be covered, dear Lord, that they would have the right people come in their space, Father God, because they need help, Father. Those are our children. Those are our leaders, dear Lord, that the system is trying to destroy, dear Lord. But, Father God, I lift them up to you, Father God, because you have them all in the palm of your hand, Father God. You have every last male child in the palm of your hand, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We give you honor, dear Lord. And, Lord, look upon Zoe Ministry, dear Lord. I lift them up to you, Father God. I lift up the company of prophets before you, dear Lord. I lift up prophecology before you, dear Lord, that everything will go well at prophecology. People will be touched. People will be moved, Father God. The transformations, dear Lord, breakthroughs in their life, dear Lord. We just thank you and praise you and honor, Father God, for all that's going to be done. And we thank you in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we come to you with open hearts. We come to you with open minds, God. God, any type of confusion that comes to our mind, God, we ask that you blind it, Father God, and we blind it with Christ Jesus. Father God, we are standing on your word, God. We ask that you order our footsteps in your word, God. Guide us through this journey that you have each and one of us and that you have placed in us. Side of us, God. God, have us embrace more and more of your purpose, God, the purpose that you have in our life, not man's purpose, but the purpose of what you have ordained for our life, God. Father God, I come to you with my prayers and cries of crying out for our children, God. Father God, we standing for our children, God, and we're also standing on the enemy's neck of anyone of the enemy of that is trying to come against our children, Father God. Father God, I come to you also as a wife, God, that you will make all wives and husbands to love each other, God. Father God, we know that it is your will and your way for us to have the abundant life, God, and we thank you for that, God. Father God, we thank you for that peace of mind that you give us. We thank you for that. Father God, we thank you for the joy that you give to us. We thank you for that, God. Father God, we thank you for the happiness, God. We thank you for that. Father God, we thank you for all things that you have brought in our lives and continue to bring into our lives. We thank you for every time there's favor, God, and we thank you for the favor that you keep bringing to our lives. Father God, we ask that this week will be a prosperous week, a week of thanksgiving and a week of purposeful things and living for in this time, God. Father God, we ask that this week will be a joyful week where we have good news that is coming to us each and every day, God. Father God, we ask that anything that is not like you, that we cancel it out with the blood of Jesus, God. Father God, we speak to the north, the south, and the east and west, God, that everything will line up to your purpose. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Father God, I thank you right now. As your words say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. And Father God, we bless you. No matter what times that we are going through, we bless you. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory, Father God. We thank you, Father God, as your words say in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal the land. And Father God, I ask you right now to begin to heal our land right now. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now. That healing virtue is moving out through the land right now. In the name of Jesus. That Jehovah Prophet is hovering over the land right now. In the name of Jesus. Heal our land, God. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people right now. Father God, as we coming from your throne of grace, we give you thanks, we give you glory, we give you honor. But God, as we petition you, Father God, begin to hasten every prayer request right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank thank you for Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. I thank you for their beloved family, Lord. I thank you for their children, God. I thank you for Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan, God. I thank you for her life, God. I thank you for her strength, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Zoe Ministry. I thank you for every pastor that is on this line, God. I thank you for their ministry. I thank you for the increase that you're bringing to the ministry. I thank you for the aid that you're bringing to the ministry. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for my son, Cecil Smart, Lord. And I plead the blood of Jesus for him. And I thank you, Father God, that you're ordering his step, God. Let your will be done in his life. In the name of Jesus, not my will, not no other will, but your will, God. Let it be done in Cecil Smart's life. In the name of Jesus, all his health, God. Touch his mind. Touch his emotions, God. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing and restoration to him. Break every addiction, God. Even break the spirit of anger, the spirit of resentment, the spirit of low self-esteem. I come against it right now. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of shame and guilt. I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for our African-American young men right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now that you're causing them to become their Joshua. Hallelujah. Their Joseph, God. Their Abraham. Hallelujah. Let them come forth. Let them come forth. Let our Paul, apostles come forth now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. God, you're getting ready to do exceedingly, abundantly, all that they can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in them. Every drug dealer, God, I thank you, Father God, that you're causing a shift in their life, and you're bringing them in a place, hallelujah, education, God, in the name of Jesus. You're bringing a place of salvation, hallelujah. They're going to be a help lead to the kingdom of God, in the name of Jesus. I declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of God's people. God, send forth revival right now. Send it forth right now. And Father God, right now, we plead the blood. We plead the blood. Cover us in the blood. We plead the blood. We plead it right now. In the name of Jesus, over your people right now. And we cancel every assignment of the enemy. Every assignment that is coming against God's people, we cancel it right now. We call it null and void. And I say no weapon, no weapon, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. And Father God, I call for prosperity. I call for peace. I call for love, joy, wisdom, understanding, revelation, insight. I call it forth now in the name of Jesus. I say thank you, Father God, that you have given us power to obtain wealth, that we may even build your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, you're getting ready to do exceedingly, abundantly, all that we can ask, according to the power that worketh in us. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you for good health. Yeah, the double shot, healing and restoration. Healing and restoration. I decree it. I declare it right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, that you sent your word, Father, and you brought healing. You brought strength. You brought peace, Father. And, Father, we thank you right now that your word will prevail, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that every prayer, every request that have been made on this call tonight, Father, we thank you in advance that you have already heard it. And we give you thanks, Father. Father, we come against everything that's not like you, everything that would choose to exhort itself against the mind and the will of your purpose. Father, we come against it, and we say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for long life, for your people, Lord, that they will be examples and they will proclaim your word. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for good health. Yes, Shatta, in the name of Jesus, Father, there shall not be any sickness that shall be among us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for every prayer concerning our children, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for safety and protection, and we thank you in the name of Jesus that the angels of the Lord has already went forth, and even as they have went forth, they have already been charged to bring about protection and to keep that which you have already called into purpose. They will keep them. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord, even as we start this day, Lord. Father, order our footsteps, Father. Lead us and guide us, Father. Father, let us not lean to the right nor to the left, but Father, let us lean upon you because you are our help, Father. You are our good shepherd. Therefore, Father, we choose to remain in you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing on this day, Father. But truly, this is the day that you have made, and we choose to rejoice, Father. We thank you for the victory and the victories that we shall have and embrace for your glory and for your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to turn it over to you and thank everyone. Thank all the prophets and the people of God that have come on this call tonight. Listen, keep on keeping on because your labor is not in vain. For the reward of the Lord is sure and it shall come to pass. Keep pressing, keep stretching because the breakthrough is already in arm reach in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to decrease.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, and we love you and we appreciate you. All right, people of God, just want to give you a few announcements before we close right out. Want to let everyone know this Monday morning we will be back here at 12 noon. Prophetess Jessica, if you're there, please tell the people of God what's happening at 12 noon today. All right, Prophetess Jessica, Prophet Prentice, are you still on the line? Amen. All right. Well, we're going to be back here at 12 noon because it
is.
Yes, Prophet Prince is telling people of God.
Yes, I was on mute. So Monday at 12 noon, we'll have a Man Cave Monday, a lively look from the mind of men into different areas in life, including our walk with the Lord, and including getting ourselves straight. Tomorrow we're going to be dealing with salvation as a topic. We're inviting everybody to come and be on the program. Bring your comments, bring yourself, and indulge us in that conversation, Prophetess.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much. So, people of God, be back here at 12 noon, and as well as check your email. Also, you can also look out for the phone blast where we're going to be having our nightly teaching with our Archbishop, our Master Prophet. All right? Without any other announcements, I want to say thank you all, and we will see you back here at 11:50 p.m. going into our next Midnight Cry prophetic prayer call. God bless and have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Monday. Good night to some and good morning to some. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Good morning. Good night.
God bless.